Calculating the potential energy of a rigid body is very similar to that of a particle. The only thing we need to keep in mind is that a rigid body has size. So, for example, if we're calculating the gravitational potential energy, not every point on that rigid body is going to change height in the same way. So we need to keep track of how the center of mass changes. So where did the center of mass start and where did it end? So the new equation becomes Vg equals mgh sub g. So the h in that equation is measured to the center of mass. That's really the only thing that changes. All right, so how does the elastic potential energy change? It really doesn't change at all. It's still 1/2 kx squared. The only thing to keep in mind is if there's multiple springs in your system, each spring might change in a different way. So one spring might compress to a different length than another spring.